Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.
Steve Arterman here for New Life Live. I'm wondering if you've got somebody in your life that's pushing your buttons. Ever feel like giving up? We'll talk about that and a couple of other things here with your phone calls today on New Life Live. Hi, Steve Arterman here. Welcome to a special edition of New Life Live. This is Classic Friday, and all of our calls have already been taken and answered many, many months or years ago. We brought back some of the best. So welcome to New Life Live on Classic Friday.
My husband is one of those people who has no problems, and I'm the one with the problems.
Get him on the line.
You sound like you're coming from a revival
meeting. Oh, I'm doing wonderful in Jesus.
What you're focusing on is that the Bible says that this is a problem. What you're eliminating is the answers that it provides to the problem.
My husband had gotten caught up in gay chat rooms.
He wasn't on the path. You noticed it. You're more concerned about the path than he is. That's a problem.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Stephen Arterburn here with Dr. David Stoop and Dr. John Townsend.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. How do you do?
Dave, we've got free tips coming right out of your book, Five Steps to Making Peace with Your Father. What's one of those steps that we talk about there, that you talk about in your book?
Well, let's see. One of them is to wait.
Wait to make peace.
Not to jump in, you know, but to take the time that you need to do it. Another one is to do with the forgiving. Mm. And then, first time I've seen this. That's nice.
Oh, yeah. We just did that right out of your book.
That's great.
And then also, Dr. John Townsend, we're giving you his book. If you support this ministry, join Club New Life for a one-time gift. And John, it's called Who's Pushing Your Buttons? A lot of times we feel like just giving up.
Well, yeah, people either decide I'm out of the relationship because I've got a difficult person, or I will resign myself to hopelessness and just live this kind of half-life. And God and the Bible and good research have shown us there's a lot of things you can do that you haven't thought about to help that relationship, and we talk about those in the book.
The problem with all those things is that they're not as easy as just praying to God to either kill the person or change them.
Yeah, but then you start thinking, now, you know, God's going to have that person. Is he going to be mad at me for sending that person to him?
Yeah.
Because they might be bugging. Well, that's
right. There's a comedian, pretty popular comedian, that says, if you've ever truly been in love, you've thought of murder. If you've never thought of murder, you've never really been in love.
That's really true.
But we know. Well, I think Billy Graham said that. He did. Someone said, have you ever thought of divorce? He said, no, I've thought of murder a couple of times. Anyway, we do have that as a gift to you. It's the book, Who's Pushing Your Buttons, when you support this ministry, and we hope that you'll do that. Today, because we're in such a feisty mood, we're going to go right to the phones and talk with Susan from Crisfield, Maryland, WOLC. Hi there.
Hello.
Welcome to New Life.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. How can we help?
My situation was that my husband and I were in counseling together, but one session he wasn't with me, and the counselor said to me that he believed my husband was probably a schizoid.
Schizoid?
And I'd like to know what you believe that, what
well,
you understand.
Well, first,
that
now, anytime a professional, a clinician, says a term like that, there's kind of an obligation for them to explain that. Did he or she explain that to you?
Yes.
Okay, well, you tell us what they said first.
Well, what I understood him say was that it was like a condition you're born with, and you're really not capable of intimacy, just a person that's cold. And I don't know if you use the word incapable, but that's because through the rest of the counseling sessions, it was focused more on my accepting my husband the way he is.
And why did that concern you enough to call us?
Because my concern is I am able to accept this and deal with it, but my children really struggle with their father not being able to get through his hard shell.
But you know what? We're going to talk about this over the break. A lot of people have that condition, mm-hmm. but in no way is that a concrete thing that nobody can get through. There are a lot of things you can do, and
well,
he can do.
We'll explain it when we come back after this and explain how you can live with it and live beyond it if you're in a relationship with someone that is schizoid. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help, we've got resources. We've got counselors that can help you. We'll take this break and come right back with more New Life Live.
We appreciate your faithful support of this program. To give a tax-deductible gift of support or to order any of the products mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be right back with New Life Live after this. Is there something or someone that continues to exert power over your life? Power that overwhelms your best intentions, sabotages your greatest efforts, and frustrates your deepest desires? No formula, set of keys, or steps will help you until you're able to take your life back. The Take Your Life Back workshop is coming to Orange County, California, October 21st through the 23rd. Steve Arterburn will teach you how to take charge of your past and your current circumstances so you can look forward with confidence and faith to the road ahead.
On those days when we experience a setback or feel like a failure, we keep moving forward. And when we fall down, we get back up. If we get back up one more time than we fall down, we are doing all that God has asked us to do.
It's time to take your life back. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. Take your life back. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome back to this classic program from the archives of New Life Live. To make a tax-deductible gift or to order any of the products mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to the boys.
We're back. Stephen Arterburn here. We're talking to Susan. Susan, you still there?
Yes, I'm with you.
Okay. So, John, you were going to explain the condition and explain that a lot of people have a lot of parts of it.
And there is some evidence that some people have some kind of a born that way, but there's a lot of evidence, Susan, that says that they came that way because of experiences.
Mm-hmm.
For example, some had real overwhelming stimulus types of families where they had an intrusive parent and they had to go into a shell to get away from somebody that wouldn't leave them alone. Some had nothing in relationally. They had no warmth and had no anybody reaching out to them, and so they kind of figured, well, relationship's not for me, and they went to a shell because they figured they lived in a non-connected world. And so they got into hobbies and tasks and you know, things and doing things and activities, but they couldn't relate to the relational world. And
that
so
describes my husband.
It describes him? Okay. Well, the hope is that there's a lot, and we have seen many, many kinds of treatment approaches that really help a person, but here's the key. If he says, that's just the way I am, it's hopeless.
If he says that.
If his position is, well, that's just how I am, I'm born that way, I'm comfortable that way, until that changes, it's hopeless. I wouldn't even try anything.
Right. That's pretty much the way I've handled him.
All right. Well, then, but what is his stance is what I'm asking you.
He's not interested in changing, although he's never been told what I was told by the counselor.
Okay, well, then he needs to be, because it's a condition. It's a psychological condition where the person is disconnected from the world and is not a... It's not a God made me that way or life did. This is a psychological disorder and has spiritual implications, and there are things you can do that basically involve learning how to see how you devalue love, how you push it away, why you're afraid of it, how afraid you are of your own dependency, how other people's emotions affect you, and how you're not living in real life. And there's a lot of things you can do about it. I wrote a book called Hiding from Love, which has to do with the whole aspect of just living disconnected from life. So I would not be afraid of that, but I would just tell him, it affects me, it affects the kids, we don't accept it as it being just the way you are, and we really want you to enter life with us, because you're not here, and we miss you, and we're going to pressure you to get here.
Well, I have through the years tried, and if he is at the point where he's saying, I'm not going to change, my real question was for the kids, how to help my children.
How old are those kids?
Now they are 17 and 20. They have lived with him.
Well, they still need a dad.
Yeah, but I think, Susan, he says, I'm not going to change because he doesn't know how to change.
Yeah, he didn't know there's any way.
Yeah, and he's that way because, that's the only way he knows how to be.
Right.
And you're not able to really say, here's what you need to do. But somebody needs to explain to him, you know, what's going on, as John said, and then begin to show some things that he can do and a basis for those things. And help them take small steps in moving in that direction.
Yeah, the schizoid problem is hard because they do achieve a certain comfort level. When you've divorced yourself from a relationship, there's a lot more order and there's less pain and you can kind of live a life that's scheduled right. And so you don't experience a lot of really negative things like other people do. Mm-hmm. But you got to let them know, A, we miss you and we want you, and B, there's some benefits you're missing out on, and C, there's some things you might lose in us that you value, because he's still with you. He's still with the kids, which means there's a part of him that's still relational, and I would capitalize on that.
You know, if I was talking with him, I'd want to talk with him about the choice to take risks.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
if he's willing to risk a little bit, just like someone afraid of heights, risking, you know, looking down at the Grand Canyon and seeing the beauty there, if he'll just move a little bit toward you, take a risk. Small risks can change the way he interacts with every person in his life.
Is he a nice guy otherwise?
Yes.
Oh, that's, I mean, if he was some self-absorbed guy, that'd be different, but...
Mm-hmm. He can be very gracious and hospitable.
Well,
it's
then
just
he's...
the people he has, needs to be intimate with.
He has some skills.
Yeah, he's cut off, and he doesn't think there's hope, like Dave said, and I would start, read the book, get him into it, and just tell him, we as a family are going to push you toward this, because we want you, and you're not here.
And I would really make a point about his kids wanting him, because if I was mm-hmm. in, you know, I have a tendency that way, and you know, if my wife was talking to me about her, I'd think, well, you know, we've survived for these years. What's mm-hmm. the problem here? But if it's my kids saying this, you know, that's like, whoa, you know, because that
so kinda, play the kid card after the spouse card.
Yeah,
work.
I think the kid card's a stronger card, and it's going to draw.
They are more dependent.
Better. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let me send you John's book, Hiding from Love. Maybe that will be helpful, okay?
Thank you.
Appreciate your phone call. And, you know, it's interesting, the debate between whether it's developmental or
I was
or
just thinking
genetic.
That, because we've had an alcohol question, mm-hmm. a schizoid question, I think it was a weight or fat question.
Uh-huh. All of those recently.
And, you know, there's research that comes out and says it, but you know what? So what? We've still got a cross, and there's still lots of healing we can do.
Did you see the recent study that schizophrenia is 3 times as likely if the mother has the flu virus while pregnant?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it just came out yesterday, mm-hmm. I believe it was.
I see that. Mm-hmm.
So all sorts of influences. But part of that is embracing the reality of who you are, no matter how you got there, whether it's your parents were mean or your genetics were mean, whichever one it was, you have to make a decision to do the best you can with what you've got.
I remember a little cartoon where a boy comes up to his dad, and he's got all these Fs on his report card.
Yeah.
And he says, Dad, what do you think it is? Do you think it's more my genetics from you or the environment you raised me in? Like, he left out my choice there.
Yeah.
I like that.
Oh, great.
And, of course, he'll be sick the rest of his life.
That's true.
Let's go with Roxanne. She's calling us from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, WORD station. Roxanne, are you still there?
Hello, yes, I am.
Hi there. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
How you doing?
Well, I've been trying to get through for a long time, a lot of years, and I'm a little bit nervous. But
a lot of years?
Well, yeah, off and on, trying different times.
Well,
never
we're
getting
glad
through.
You made it.
I still live near where you live. So, you know, Roxanne, I know what McKeesport is like. So
yeah.
relax.
And I enjoy Yenza's program. Yenza's there. There's a Pennsylvania
There's a
word
good now. Western Pennsylvania
I don't
word.
Know that word.
Ewan. No, you, all you know is y'all.
Say it again, Roxanne.
Yenza's. I said Yenza's program.
How do I spell that?
Y-O-U-U-N-S.
Never heard that before.
Y-O-U-N-S.
Yeah,
S. Two S's.
Yenza's. How are Yens doing? Yeah.
Ewan's.
That's a second person plural pronoun?
Not sure.
No, you know, it's the second person singular pronoun.
Yeah. No, Ewens is plural.
No, there's no two S's. Ewens. She was making a possessive Ewens's program.
Yeah.
See,
that's correct. See, yeah.
Wow.
I lived here.
Yeah, I lived in Greensburg.
I lived
in Greensburg for 3 years. And,
oh yeah, that's
and,
close.
Yeah.
Focus.
Well, John's learning something new here.
Steve's bored. Okay, Roxanne.
What's your
okay,
question?
The main reason I'm calling is I've pretty much been late my whole life. Now, once I get to work, I'm an excellent worker, you know, keep busy. And I think a lot of times because of me being late, I mean, as soon as I get there, I just dig in, start working, all kinds of things. And thank God, I mean, sometimes I think it might be the thorn in my flesh, and God's grace is sufficient because I've never been fired for it or whatever, and it always keeps me aware of God working in my life, helping
Except
me
the
you know,
thorn
every day about
the
it.
The thorn in your flesh, Paul talks about, he wasn't responsible for it. That's kind of the difference.
Well, I'm not sure because I've tried things to
change
it.
Maybe she's not. It might be genetic.
and don't seem to be able to. Now, I do think because of some other programs I've heard of yours, I'm not dealing with being late, but maybe it being an avoidance issue. My whole life, things have always happened. I think the devil's been trying to knock me off for a long time. I mean, I've been jumped, beat up, held up, raped, you know, all kinds
of things.
Oh, my
goodness. Mm.
And luckily, I'm still outgoing and friendly and like people. But it seems a lot of times I'll be getting ready, you know, and whatever, to go to work and whatever, and, oh, boy, I'm doing good. Got a lot of time. Wow, I'm going to be on time today. Next thing I look, it's like, you know, I should have left 10 minutes ago. Oh, my goodness, you know, flying out the door, you know, driving fast. And right. I've heard a lot of different theories, but I think it might be the avoidance issue. Now, I live by myself, so I'm wondering how to change that. And I just talked to my doctor recently about wondering about medication, even though I really don't want to take medication. I like the rest of me, and everybody else seems to also. He mentioned maybe some Depakote to help me focus. I mean, I have millions of ideas about things. I mean, I'm always thinking. My mind's always busy, which might be part of my problem, too. There's a lot of things going on in my life, and pretty much seems like there always has been.
Yeah, Roxanne, what you're just saying, do you think you can do more in a given amount of time than you are able to end up doing? Is that part of the process? Like when you're getting ready to go to work in the morning, you're getting ready, and then you think of 10 other things
I
that
think
you
I'll
can
remodel
do before
the house.
You go.
I really don't notice where the time goes. I mean, it's not like, you know, some people say, well, don't do this, don't do that, you know, before you leave and whatever, and I'm not one of them.
You mean you get lost in doing what you're doing and you forget about time?
Sort of. I mean, not to an extreme, but enough that I'm late all the time. I mean, but I'm late for everything. Like some people said, maybe it's work, don't like your job, just want attention. I mean, I don't think so because, I mean, I've gotten tickets before, gotten hollered at, you know, caused problems with my family, you know, over being late and things and stuff.
Are you late to stuff that you really like?
Yeah, parties, weddings, concerts, you name it, everything, work,
okay.
Whatever.
Now, explain this to us, all right?
Uh-huh.
Let's say that there's a wedding and you know it begins at 3 p.m. Why wouldn't you say to yourself, I'm going to show up at the church at 2 p.m. and make that your target so that when you miss your target by 30 minutes, you're early for that. Just try to explain why that wouldn't be the fix. Go to work at 8 o'clock. I'm going to be at work at 7 o'clock so that when I miss my target, I'm there at 30
minutes. It's called compensation.
Really?
People do it a lot.
Well, why is it that that doesn't work for you?
Most times, as far as for work goes, you know, I wait till it's time to get up. And I give myself plenty of time, but it never seems like enough. I always think it seems it should be enough.
But that's to start your work day. But I'm talking about being 1 hour early wherever you go. Making a plan for the rest of your life to be 1 hour early wherever you go. Because you know you won't hit that.
Now, to me in my mind, I don't know, that seems extreme or like I shouldn't have to, and I'm always sort of battling this back and forth with myself.
There we go.
Why shouldn't you?
And that I really shouldn't need that much time or something.
Uh-huh.
But
how old did you say you were?
46.
46, and you're still saying you shouldn't need to do that.
Sort of, right.
You know how many people are out on the street drunk tonight because they say they shouldn't need to go to AA? How many marriages are stagnant and dying because one of them is saying they shouldn't need to go to marriage counseling?
Now, at one time, I used to have a friend that I worked with, and a lot of times she'd help me.
Now,
somebody prompts me too much.
No, just stay with me here.
Okay.
I want you to look at that decision that you're making right there to stay stuck. I shouldn't have to do something different.
Well, I've tried some different things for setting my clock earlier, you know, changing my clocks, writing different times that I start work.
Yeah, but then you I just did that.
So. I just end up having to do math then,
right.
You know. Yeah. Like, what time is it? What really? Yeah, you know, okay. I probably
But
slow
here's,
myself
here's
down.
What I think. I think that every person with a chronic problem that looks like they ought to have figured it out by the time they're 43 or 46, there is a stubborn resistance within them to do whatever it takes to fix that problem. When we have people who are 400 pounds and are desperate and depressed, there's still a stubborn resistance there to do what it takes.
But you know what else is there, too?
I mean, I might be ADD as well as I think my father might have been. Now, when I was in school, that wasn't really
Dave,
a popular thing.
Dave's got
some
insight.
You're coming up with more excuses there, I think, Roxanne. Uh-huh. It's also your identity. You know, it's who you are. You know, who's Roxanne? Oh, she's the one who's always late.
Oh, but I hate that. I mean,
oh, you hate it, but it's also part of who you are. And so when Steve says to you, you know, why don't you change and say, I'm going to be an hour early? So people say, well, there's Roxanne. She's always early to things, you know, that's an unthinkable thing for you because even though you hate it, it's still, you know, it's still you and it's a part of who you are in your mind. And it's scary to let that go. And that's why you resist what he's saying to you.
And I suspect that if you thought about showing up at a place 30 minutes early, it would kind of give you a little bit of a panic inside.
There has been a day or two where I left really early, and I felt so out of sorts. Like I wasn't having to rush to work. I kept thinking I was forgetting something because it's so seldom, I guess, or whatever.
Roxanne, are you the kind of person that's really good with doing things but has a hard time slowing down and connecting emotionally with people?
No, I wouldn't say that part. I'm more of a people person. I seem to get along well with anybody and everybody.
It just seems to me if I were in a relationship with you, I would be kind of frantic.
Because there has been people like that.
Okay, then there's some validity here. You move so quickly through life, and I wonder if it's hard for you to slow down, and if that moving through quickly through life keeps you with too many things on your plate.
Like sometimes me analyzing everything. I mean, I don't care what it is that comes across. But
there is something there.
All right. I'm glad that you called. Let me send you my new book, Feeding Your Appetites. I hope that that will be of help to you. There's some great steps in there to make the changes that are needed. We'll take a break and come back after this.
You're listening to a classic program from the archives of New Life Live. To order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. The boys will be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, editor of the Life Recovery Bible with Dr. Dave Stuck. Did you know we're about to sell the 2.5 millionth copy of the Life Recovery Bible? And so we're going to have our first annual Life Recovery Conference right there in Southern California at Mariners Church on October the 1st from 9 to 5. It's going to be a day packed with 12-step wisdom, Christian 12-step recovery principles. It's going to be a great day. Come join us October the 1st, 9 to 5, Mariners Church. Call us right now, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and be part of the first annual Life Recovery Conference.
For more information or to register for the Life Recovery Conference at Mariners Church on October 1st, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to liferecoverygroups.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433, or liferecoverygroups.com.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed that if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number, and I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. We're glad you joined us for this classic program from the archives of New Life Live. If you're hurting and New Life can help, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to the boys.
Thank you, John. John was just sharing with me my paranoia at the break there.
Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get you.
Or that you deserve to be gotten. John, before the break, we were talking about lateness, and there are many, many different reasons.
Chronic lateness.
Yeah. Talk about one of the perspectives you have on chronic lateness.
Well, some people just don't have a lot of structure. They don't have a lot of organization inside their head. They don't have a lot of line upon line, precept upon precept, as Isaiah talks about. And so they can't make it because everything's disorganized. Other people are highly structured, and they have a lot of capabilities, and their minds are organized, but there's a conflict in them. Either they're avoiding something, or they're mad at somebody, and they want to just kind of in a passive way ruin things. Some people are kind of destructive. I was thinking about, as we're talking about Roxanne's situation, people sometimes that move so fast, like Roxanne, may have some kind of what we call a manic issue, where you have kind of the idea that you can get a lot more done than reality dictates. Dave was kind of alluding to that earlier about, do you, you know, plan more things than you have time for? And it sounds like that, because people that are manic have a difficult time slowing down to have normal sorts of expectations and kind of plan things out, because they're running from grief and reality and adaptation and some of the darker parts of life. And I would suggest to somebody like Roxanne, get with somebody who can help you slow down and experience negative feelings that you might have been avoiding, and that can often really help that, so that you can, the lateness then goes away, because then you're living in reality again.
Okay, is there any little trick that you, either you guys have ever asked somebody to implement and it worked a couple of times? Anything like that?
I've seen a million that have worked a couple of times. Yeah. I've never seen one that worked forever, ever. Because most of the time there's something else going on.
Yeah, you got to get to what else is there. Yeah, and I think somebody like Roxanne really ought to consider the possibility of a medication that helps her slow down. She's sort of like Fearless Fosdick. Is that the guy? No, it was the other guy in the handicap that had the dark cloud following him, and so he's always got to keep going, because if he stops, the cloud will engulf him.
Joe Biffelspick?
Yeah, that's what it was. Yes, Joe Biffelspick.
Now, I remember Dave and my fathers and mothers used to talk about that. We don't remember that cartoon.
No.
Our parents.
Well, I sure don't.
All right.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help, you call us. We'll find a counselor or a resource that could be of help to you. A couple of resources we're talking about today. One, Making Peace with Your Father by Dr. David Stoop. It's helped a lot of folks resolve a lot of anger, resentment, and bitterness. And then Dr. John Townsend, Who's Pushing Your Buttons? That's his latest book. I think you'll really enjoy it. We send it to you as a gift when you support this ministry, and we do need your support. Well, let's go to Chris. Chris is calling us from Butler, Pennsylvania. Hi, Chris. Welcome to New Life.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Well, we're all right. And yourself?
I am good. I would like to ask a question, if possible. I'm a Catholic. I'd like to get more involved with the church. My wife, who was raised Catholic, is really not liking to go to church, is not really wanting to participate.
Okay.
That's a happy medium there.
Well, what's the problem?
I don't want to force religion on her. I want her to get more involved. Plus, they even asked me to teach Sunday school or train to become a catechism teacher.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I guess the question's more, suppose she just wants to like stay away, and you decide, well, I want to get more involved, and maybe I can, in doing so, I can bring some of the benefits of what she either didn't like or got hurt with or whatever, and she can watch me, and then I'll invite her, but I don't have to make her go. Would that not be acceptable to you?
That would be acceptable to me, but am I alienating her by getting more involved with the church?
What does she say, Chris?
She kind of just wants it left out, and I get the feeling like, you're going to do whatever you want anyways.
Uh-huh. Do you guys not have very direct conversations, Chris?
At times not.
Well, why is that? I mean, it sounds like this is a thing that every couple's got to talk about. Why can't you guys sit down and go across the coffee table and really talk about this? What's the problem there?
I think it's from her upbringing and from tragedy that happened in my life brought me closer to the church. And
Why can't y'all talk about problems?
Say that again?
I'm saying, why can't y'all talk directly about this problem? Because you both kind of dance around it. It doesn't sound like it's very clear and direct. Why can't y'all have a direct conversation? Honey, I want to know what you don't... Do you not like me going more to church, or do you like it? Is it okay? I mean, what's wrong with having like really direct conversation like that?
She, to the point where if I want to go to church, she says, fine, go. You know, and I myself am thinking, why doesn't she respect me enough to come
Chris,
with me?
Chris, you're kind of proving my point. You're thinking things to yourself. She's saying things that may mean something, but nobody's saying, I want you to take leadership here, Chris, and just sit down and say, honey, there's a problem. I'm feeling weird stuff for you about my church, and I don't like, it's kind of uncomfortable, and I feel disconnected from you because we're not talking about this, and can we talk?
Okay.
Do you guys not have that kind of a relationship where you can do that?
I think my past has caught up to me, and I kind of I'm hot off the collar, so at times that.
Oh, okay. So you're concerned about a temper thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have been angry. I do have an anger problem, I feel.
Well, hold on, and we'll give you some help right after we come back from this. You are listening to New Life Live, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We need your support. And we'll send you Dr. John Townsend's book, Who's Pushing Your Buttons, if you can help us with that.
You're listening to a classic program from the archives of New Life Live. Today's program has been pre-recorded. If you'd like to make a donation or register for an upcoming workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. The boys will be right back.
We came here, it's our last resort. We're going to go through counseling. They're going to find her problems, and I'm fine.
The Marriage Solution Weekend is coming to Orange County, California, October 21st through the 23rd.
Obviously, I'm not fine.
Join Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship, and then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
Doctors Dave and Jan Stoop.
We're going to talk about the degrees of love and different ways that we love, and what is it that destroys our love? And how do you repair love when it's broken?
And Steve Artiber.
I'm going to be talking about the seven things that you need to stop right now, the seven things you need to start doing in your marriage, and the 7 minutes that will matter the most for the future of your relationship.
The biggest thing I got out of this is that I got things to work on, too.
To register or to find out more, call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
First time I listened to the program, I was pretty much hooked just because of the honesty and compassion and caring that was given to the callers.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
It's just amazing to me the impact the ministry has had on people's lives.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and transformation. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I can't think of a better place. There's been times that my husband and I have talked about it when money maybe is a little tighter or whatever, and I've thought, well, but it seems like I will turn on the radio and I will hear something. I'll think that's why I do it, because there's just so much out there. And the way it's handled is just awesome.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to the boys.
We're back. Stephen Arterburn here with Dr. John Townsend and Dr. David Stoop. And we were just talking here.
To Chris.
Chris, you still there, buddy?
Yes, sir.
All righty.
Chris, you said that, you know, we started on how do I get more involved in the church and her not, you know, and not alienate her. And what we ended up with was you guys can't even talk about problems because apparently you've had an anger problem, and so you kind of stay way far away from conflict in order not to make things worse, right?
You got it.
Well, then we got a solution here, buddy.
Well, that's what I like.
Which is you probably need to go to her and say, I'm realizing in our relationship, the religion thing and probably other things we don't even get to because I'm so scared of my anger, and I want your help. And if you ever see me getting inappropriately angry again, I want you to tell me quickly that I'm doing it because I don't always know it. But can we start talking about areas of conflict? Because I want better things with us. I want more love and more union and more freedom. And I've been avoiding all that because I'm afraid of my anger. Will you be my helper?
All right.
Can you do that, Chris?
I can do that.
Good.
So I wouldn't even go to the religion thing yet because you don't have a language yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I would get a language so that she feels safe and you feel like you'll, you know, you'll handle the anger and you won't be that angry. And then say, once everything's okay, I'm really into the thing with my faith, and does it bother you that I do this, and can we talk about it? But don't do that until you have an understanding about the anger's going to be, you know, not a problem.
You know what you might do, Chris, is before you talk to her, you might write out what it is you want to say to her.
Good
and
point.
Not read it to her, but
good
but,
point.
But write it out so you collect your thoughts and then be able to share with her what you're feeling, what you're wanting, what you're desiring in your own heart.
All right, let me send you a book, Toxic Faith, because it really does kind of help you understand, you know, when we're kind of cramming religion down people's throat. And then I'll send you More Jesus, Less Religion. And I hope that both those books will be a blessing to you, and we appreciate your phone call. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you want those resources or any that we've mentioned.
You know, Steve, what often happens is the spouse starts realizing, I'm getting a better deal here. He's becoming more loving, more fun, more empathic. If your faith is real, you're going to become the coolest husband in the world, and she'll want to go because she won the lottery.
Yeah, she wants to reinforce him going.
Yeah, I like what I'm getting here.
It's that old honey thing, huh?
Honey?
Attracting flies with honey and versus vinegar. And
yeah, you get a better honey.
You really do. All right, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, you need some help. Hey, let's go to Jeanette calling us from Chicago. Hi, Jeanette. WYLL is the station she listens to.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Good. How can we help you?
Well, I have a problem. The question is, why is it that I would be attracted to a person that's really not any good for me? Meaning that, I guess he has some serious character.
Is there a pattern to that,
yes.
Jeanette?
Yes.
What kind of character flaws are you drawn to?
Well, he always cheats.
Mm-hmm.
Has affairs on you?
Yes.
Okay. Who's he remind you of in your past?
I guess every guy I have ever gone out with.
But even go back further than that. Who in your families remind you of?
I don't know.
This is a tough one, isn't it?
What was your dad like, John?
No, he never knew my dad.
Oh, gosh.
You know, there are a lot of times in a person's life where they want good stuff and they want a good relationship, and there's a part of them that reaches out from the sickest or the most broken part of themselves and keeps picking. That's really the answer to the question, Jenny, is that there's a part of you that's still looking often to find someone to repair what got broken, or someone who is the opposite of somebody that hurt you, or someone who reminds you of a broken part of yourself that you want to fix or whatever. But if you're picking faithless men, then there's generally a part that either thinks that that's what's supposed to be, or that there is some way you can make a faithless person in your life faithful in a symbolic level.
Yeah.
And you know what we want? We want you to go against the broken part of you and start finding a place where they fix things like that. If you see that pattern, you cannot change this by trying to resolve to do better. You're going to have to go to find some people who can help you see the patterns. A good support group, a good counselor, and it generally has to do with finding out what it is you've needed from that person and getting in the wrong way, and learn how to be attracted to the right people. And we see it happen every single day. There is a lot of hope to enter the land of good relationships again.
Okay.
But you can't do this just by trying harder.
No.
Okay.
What do you think is the most valuable type of group that she could go to?
I would say something that has to do with safety and warmth and empathy, so that you can begin to feel like, you know, you're not getting counterfeit money anymore. You're getting the real thing. And then she can kind of like, oh, I don't like the way I'm with a guy that's too flirty, or I'm with a guy that's deceptive. That's not what I was getting in my group. She needs a comparison inside her heart of what the real thing is versus the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what would be a good book for her? What would you like for her to read?
I think that God Will Make a Way speaks to these issues.
All right. We'll send that to you. And let's send your book too, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
We'll send you Making Peace with Your Father and hope that that'll be a blessing to you. Anybody else interested in that, you can get it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That is the place to call. Let's go to Lee, calling from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hi, Lee. Welcome to New Life.
Hi. Thank you. I'm so glad you took my call. I'm struggling with being in a marriage. I married a guy after knowing him for 2 months. And we've been married 5 years now. I was not in love with him when I married him. And now I'm just at a point where I'm just very uncomfortable.
Have you done any thinking about about why you married within 2 months somebody you weren't in love with? Most people would question that.
Yeah. I had, you know, I question myself now.
What's your answers?
Because, you know, you can choose to love someone, but that's so totally different from...
No, I'm not asking you that. I'm asking you that. Have you figured out why you did something like that?
I just thought, you know, this was a decent person and, you know, we could make a go of this.
The we can work it out theory of relationship.
Now, wait a minute. Yeah, what? I mean...
Were you desperate?
Financially
or something like that?
I was very... for the most part, comfortable where I was. I was, of course, you know, periods of loneliness, and I have been celibate, and I was just seeking the Lord, and then I just fell into this.
Yeah. Now, what goes on in the here and now that is uncomfortable to you? What?
Because I in my heart, I know I'm being unfair to him. You know, I stayed in this marriage this long because of my spiritual belief, you know, how God honors marriage, but, you know, this isn't right, you know, and we are on two different sides of the table. He calls me the holy roller, and, you know, he's the liberal Christian, I'm the conservative Christian, and there is just no medium ground, and, you know.
And what does he feel about the so-called mistake?
Yeah, why did he marry you?
I have no idea.
Hmm.
I guess maybe he felt the same way.
Did you feel this was something that God had set up and you had to do it? Or?
I felt that when I made certain compromises that I know now that I should have just asked God for his forgiveness instead of just going through with certain things. And then I have to, of course, I have to forgive myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's almost like two wrongs don't make it right.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you're at, isn't it? If you end up divorcing him, now you've compounded the thing just because.
Exactly.
Yeah. And do you talk about this together, or is this one of those things you're not allowed to look at?
This is one of those areas where, if I loved him, if I was in love with him, we wouldn't have these issues. Everything falls back on me.
I know one thing. You better stop determining what you say by how he judges it and do it because it's the right thing to do. You don't get anywhere. And you better say, you disagree with this, but this is what I feel and this is what I'm going to do. I think you need to get free of that fear.
All right, when we come back, we'll talk about what do you do when you end up in a marriage that you don't feel love and try to provide some hope for you. You're listening to New Life Live.
You're listening to a classic program from the archives of New Life Live. To order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. The boys will be right back. At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Welcome back to this classic program from the archives of New Life Live. To make a tax-deductible gift or to order any of the products mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to the boys.
We are back. Stephen Arterburn here with Dr. David Stoop and Dr. John Townsend and your phone calls. And Dave, you have a comment on that last caller before we...
On Lee? Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of hidden stuff going on there in that nobody's talking about anything. Nobody's talking about any reality in terms of... What's going on in the here and now, and it's looking back and blaming and instead of saying, what are we going to do?
Yeah, it seems like you would have by now had a discussion, a heart-to-heart, where you would say, okay, we just did a crummy thing here. We ended up in this situation.
Yeah.
Now, let's try to make the best of it versus let's avoid every issue.
But I think in their avoiding, there's anger and hurt, and then that comes out with you're a holy roller and you're just a liberal Christian and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
so it goes nowhere. So somebody needs to be honest, and they need to maybe get some help in sitting down with somebody that can help them express what they're really feeling here and now. It's not a hopeless situation.
Lee, are you still there? I think, well, she's gone. But, you know, the thing is, there are...
No, I'm here.
Oh, you are still here.
Yeah.
You know, there are people all over this world in arranged marriages that just got put together by somebody else for some reason. And they find a way to make those...
Some of them make them into beautiful relationships.
Yeah. And...
It's a choice.
And there are a couple of different levels. One is they turn it into the dream marriage of a lifetime. Others... in a satisfying marriage and others in something that it kind of works.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys are just in a kind of a holding pattern, a miserable holding pattern. And I'd like to see you...
I got a suggestion.
Okay.
Do you tell each other, I don't really love you like I want to, never have, and I know you don't, but we both love God and we both want to learn to love, and that we will dedicate that to us. And the three of us have seen people who have dedicated themselves, people that felt empty towards each other. They have found inside. They didn't have to fake it or anything when they dedicated themselves to the growth process that brings love. It really happens.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to be in the growth process first.
Let me take a step further, Lee, and suggest something to you. Why don't you and your husband agree to pray together daily about just what John said. God, help us to know what to do. Help us to learn how to love each other, if that's what you want. And you just pray, you know, 2-3 minutes, but do it on a daily basis and see what God does.
Well, that's sort of bombarding him with my religion, because he was at a point before when he said that prayer doesn't work.
Mm.
And that's how far over on the other side he is.
Yeah, but he's frustrated and he's hurting. So, you know, you might be surprised what he would do if you say, well, let's just pray about this and we'll put God to the test and just see what he can do.
Okay.
All right. I hope that's helpful to you. And send you John's book, Who's Pushing Your Buttons? And hopefully that'll be a book that can help you guys in your relationship. Anybody else interested in that, 1-800-NEW-LIFE is the place to go.
Yeah, Steve, one of the keys there is to get rid of dependencies you have on that person to be different. And then you can love them more because you're not worried about what they're not giving you.
Mm. Boy, so important. Okay. I hope that's helpful, Lee. And
yes, thank you.
Okay, you take care of yourself there.
All right.
And anybody else interested in John's book, we give it to you when you support this ministry, but also you can order it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let's go to, we've got time, I think, for one final quick call, and that would be for, we'll go to Marcia. See, Marcia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Do you have a quick question for us?
I hope so. Thank you so much for taking
You're
my
welcome.
Call. You are truly a blessing, truly
Thank
a blessing.
You. Thanks.
Just want to ask you, what can I do to help my 10-year-old son who's going to the sixth grade? I believe that he has ADD without the hyperactivity. We have done blood work. He is set up and scheduled to go through the actual testing, but we are on a waiting list that is months and months long. So wanted to find out. I've changed his, modified his diet, giving him protein, trying to cut out the sugar and the junk food. What else can I do to help him so we'll have a successful start of the year?
John, what do you think? You've done some work with some kids who've had a bit of a ADD problem there.
There's nobody you can get in sooner with?
Not that my physician has noted or recommended.
Have you asked him? I mean, that's just a long time to wait. Have you asked him to push that, or have you already checked all that out?
I've checked. Yes, I have. I've called our facility here, and
right.
We've been on the list since
okay.
May, and well, then we're looking at probably October before.
All right, you're doing everything you can do there. What I would suggest is this summer, what I would do with him is I would provide as much structured activity time as I could.
Okay.
Because summer is chaos and psycho and fun and no real schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to go into a different world, right, when he enters sixth grade, and
yes.
He's almost officially junior high. And he's going to have a lot more demands on him. So right now I would start having every day some things that must be done at a certain time so he gets used to having a schedule and structure. And then the kid, even if he's got ADD, he begins to internalize and make that part of himself, and it becomes normal for him. So then when he hits school, I still have a routine that's expected of me. That's the best thing you can do is to make structure normal right now.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, thanks for your phone call.
Thank you so much.
All right. You know, it is a great time to do some things before school starts again, and all of us have little areas of our lives that we can work on. And, you know, many people kind of see the start of school as a whole new year. And if you're looking to say, well, maybe, hey, September's a great time to make some changes and do some work, some character work, well, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we really do want to help you there. We'll find the best resource we can for you. We have some free things for you. 5 Steps to Making Peace with Your Father. That is Dave Stoops. It's from his book, Making Peace with Your Father. Those are free. You just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com, and we'd be glad to get those to you. And then Making Peace with Your Father, the book, that's a resource that you can call, and it leads you through a process of truly healing from a father who may have been abusive or abandoned you or didn't provide you with what dads can provide a child with. And then those that support us, we send you Pushing Your Buttons. That's by Dr. John Townsend. It's a great book, brand new book, published by Integrity Publishers. And you can get that right there at newlife.com or 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You know, the main message here is whatever you're doing, don't just do what you've been doing. Take it to the next step. Talk to somebody. Go through a treatment program. Go to a seminar or a workshop. And, you know, here at New Life, we charge for workshops and seminars because, well, quite frankly, the support that we get doesn't allow us to provide them free. There is going to come a day, if you'll help us, when we won't have to charge people to come to Lose It for Life or Every Man's Battle or anything like that, because our support will be underwritten, and then we can offer these services to anybody who needs them, whether they have any resources. Help us get to that point. Support this ministry, if you possibly can, by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. You really can make a difference in another person's life by supporting this ministry. We want to be there, and we'd like to be there with many, many resources that we charge for now that we'd never, ever have to do that again. You can help us. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, either with a one-time gift, becoming a regular giver, or joining Club New Life. Check it out. It's a great, fun group to be a part of. Well, until next time, we'll see you. My thanks to Dr. David Stoop and Dr. John Townsend. We'll see you here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this classic program from the archives of New Life Live. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but we also need you to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. That means we depend on your gifts to stay on the air, which is why your financial help is so important. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again next time for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.